"We will never give up," said Rifat Jubarov. The Crimean Tatar leader was addressing his people. They'd come from all over the world to participate in the Second Crimean Tatar Congress held in Ankara, Turkey, on the 1st and 2nd of August 2015. "No one can determine the destiny of Crimea without the Crimean Tatar people," he continued. "We have lived there for 1,000 years. Delegates rose to their feet and began chanting, "Nation, homeland, Crimea." It was really interesting to watch 430 delegates from 14 countries representing 184 Crimean Tatar organizations meet and debate priorities, policies, procedures in their own language. 77-year-old former dissident Aysa Shaymuratova came from Simferopol. Khalil Khalilov recently completed a commerce degree at the Rotman School and flew in from Toronto. A round-faced man in fatigues, with Genghis Khan as his nom de guerre, arrived from the war zone in the Donbass. Along with the others, over 2 days they restructured the international organization, the Congress, so that the Crimean Tatar people can speak with one voice, make it more effectively heard internationally. Majlis leader Rifat Jubarov has been banned from Crimea for 5 years, but they elected him to head the Congress. The event was funded by Turkey and criticized by Russia. Crimean Tatar leaders from Crimea were prevented from participating by those currently controlling the peninsula. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin attended, as well as Turkish politicians and a variety of diplomats. Crimea's parliament dismissed the event as a fringe effort, but Turkey's President Recep Erdogan met with the Crimean Tatar Congress leadership as soon as he returned from China. And Genghis Khan invited me to his native Yevpatoria for Plov as soon as what he calls the second Russian occupation is over and he can return. For Public Radio Ukraine, Hromadske Radio, Marta Dychok, Kyiv.